Unit 11.
Track 72.
Listening and Vocabulary. Exercises 3 and 4.
Okay. You remember last week's competition on Talk Football? We asked our listeners to suggest the footballer with the worst hairstyle. Well, we've had literally hundreds of emails and letters, so thank you all for writing in. But before I tell you who the winner is, perhaps I should ask the experts in the studio. Just why do footballers have such terrible hairstyles? Barry?
Well, you know, it wasn't always like that. I mean, if you look at footballers from the 1960s, well, they just look like everyone else. You know, they look like your dad or your uncle.
And in the early 70s too. I mean, back then, men didn't really have any style at all. You remember those big fringes? Men just sort of brushed their hair over their forehead and the fringe usually fell into the player's eyes when they started running.
Who could forget? Okay, so you're both saying that footballers used to look like the rest of us. So when did it change? And why?
I think it was probably in the late 1970s.
Yes, I think you're right. Of course, you have to remember that this was the time that footballers' salaries suddenly went up. You had the first millionaire players in the late 70s. So I suppose they started to be like rock stars. Money, big houses, looking different.
But wait a minute, Barry. You say they started looking like rock stars. Well, the most popular hairstyle for footballers in the late 1970s was the perm. Big, very curly hair. And moustaches. I don't really remember any rock stars that look like that.
Cara, I think you misunderstood me. What I meant was they wanted to show they were different from you and me, ordinary people. The same as rock stars try to look different or original. But of course, footballers didn't look like rock stars. They invented their own style. I mean, football has always been a very macho game. So footballers usually choose hairstyles that make them look aggressive. A little bit frightening, you know?
OK, what about the 1980s? Surely the worst decade for hair. Do you remember all those players with quite short hair on the top of their heads?
And long hair at the back, down to their shoulders.
Ah, the mullet. I had one myself back then.
And often they had bits of their hair dyed blonde.
Oh, yes. Blonde highlights, nice.
Well, that's the other thing about football hairstyles. Obviously, in football, it's really important to be loyal to your club. And what you find is that certain clubs have players who all have the same absurd hairstyle. So, for example, in the 1970s, all the Liverpool players had perms. And in the 1980s, the best examples of mullets were the London clubs, Tottenham and Arsenal.
Right. OK, what about today?
Well, I think it's a bit different now. Players are more individualistic. They don't want to copy each other's styles. Look at David Beckham with his different haircuts.
Remember when he had a shaved head and a Mohican?
Yes. I mean, he does everything he can to look completely different from all the other players on the pitch. So if you look at one club, you'll probably find now that each player has a different hairstyle. 11 different hairstyles. All terrible.